It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, December 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Cyber Monday deals are here and the mouses are already clicking. Last year, we spent $1.7 billion. On what, though? Often, the assumption is gadgets. Maybe stuff you've checked out in the store but can get cheaper online. Well, our friend and New York Times tech columnist Molly Wood has some ideas about what we should be shopping for, because that's all we're supposed to be doing right now. Right, Molly?
My impression does seem to be that you're supposed to be shopping all day. Relentlessly. Perma shopping.
My boss won't care, I'm sure.
Yeah. I will say, though, that some of the deals appear to be actually kind of good.
Tell me more.
Well, one thing that I would suggest is not necessarily looking for the TV deals and the laptop deals and kind of the classic stuff that you think of on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I would use Cyber Monday to shop for, and this is a personal recommendation too, because this is my new shopping style,
yes,
but to shop for experiences. There are great Cyber Monday deals on hotels and trips.
So not gadgets, but life stuff.
Exactly. I personally think that there are so many gadgets in our lives, there are so many things in most people's lives, that this is a way to differentiate and use Cyber Monday to shop for things that might ultimately be more meaningful or relaxing or make your skin look better.
So how should people go about finding that kind of stuff?
Well, that is simply a matter of search engine, to be honest. I have noticed just in looking for Cyber Monday deals that the New York Post had a great piece on 15 getaway Cyber Monday deals. In fact,
okay,
I hesitate to even mention it because I really want to book this thing in the Grand Bahama. But I definitely noticed a lot of deals there. Look at your favorite travel sites. Look at Expedia. It's not something that everyone will think of. And then one other suggestion is to look at smaller retailers online. Those are kind of good places that are not the normal big box place where some of the deals might have been exhausted after Black Friday.
Shop locally, if you will, over the internet.
Exactly. It's a nice, and it'll make you feel a little better because you're frequenting a mom and pop, even if it's not in your town.
Molly Wood, our friend and technology columnist. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
One of the interesting things about this particular holiday shopping season is that many people are still enjoying the phones, tablets, and TVs, etc., that they got last year. So there might be less of an appetite for new tech. Marketplace tech producer Meg Kramer ran into a guy in a bodega here in New York City named Chris Halavka. Chris is from Staten Island. Meg asked him about whether he was planning on buying the latest gadgets for his kids.
They're already spoiled, and they have everything. iPads, two PlayStation 3s, Xbox 360s. They all have, like I said, an iPad. We got a Mac computer. I mean, really? They got everything.
What do they want?
They want me to stop working so much so I could spend time with them and stay home with them.
Are you going to do that?
I'm going to try.
Now, that's the kind of message that will tempt dad to spoil the kids, whether they like it or not. Sign of the times, many parties I go to end up with partygoers pulling up YouTube. We find ourselves playing each other our recent viral video discoveries. I will admit that my jam is the weird, the surprising, the unnerving, but an increasingly popular genre is the a cappella video. Mike Tompkins is a power user in this genre. He makes really popular YouTube videos by looping and layering his own vocal parts to complete songs. He splits the screen, Brady Bunch style, to feature every part. Tompkins does his own original compositions and a cappella remixes of popular songs. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How do you go about this?
Yeah, I started producing music when I was really, really young, and I just kind of started uploading videos as a joke, more or less, and then that kind of now has turned into a career, and I spend a lot of time recording my voice and layering my voice, and it's all a lot of fun.
Why do you think this has proven so compelling as, in a way, an art form?
I think for me, I've always been wanting to kind of like push the boundaries of a cappella and kind of put a cool flavor on a cappella.
Which is a gargantuan task, to be sure.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And so I'm now a touring producer, and so I'm live looping. I'm doing a bunch of triggering, using technology that not a lot of people know about, and kind of like live looping, triggering pre-recorded sounds and visuals, but it's all a cappella, and it's presented in a DJ form.
How did this become a job for you?
It was, I think the first thing that I did with a brand was with Microsoft. That will be 95% of the businesses working with brands, and those types of things, you know, really keep me going and allow me to continue to make music for my fans. And yeah.
All right. So I'm going to ask you, before I let you go, to walk me through the layers of one of your songs. Are you up for that?
Yeah. So the way I make my drum sound, so I can layer different sounds, or sometimes I kind of do a whole beatboxing together. Like the whole beatboxing would be like, or I could go and I kind of do a kick drum like, and then a snare sound is like, or sometimes I'll take a bass sound like this, do, doom, do, doom, 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 doom. And I'll actually take it in my program and I'll lower it down an octave to make it really sound beefy like this. Doom, 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 doom.
Okay.
By the time everything comes together and you layer all those things together, they all sound really good.
Mike Tompkins is an a cappella producer and artist, and he got his start making a cappella videos on YouTube. Mike, thank you very much, man.
Thank you. It was a great time.
Doom, 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 doom. We've posted one of Mike's amazing music videos at facebook.com/marketplacetech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.